Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building what I call the concrete ecosystem, a DJ-friendly intro drive for jungle and old-school DNB inside Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, this is not about making dead space before the drop. This is about creating a mix-in lane with attitude. You want the intro to feel like a gritty tunnel, a concrete stairwell, a warehouse corridor, something with pressure, movement, and just enough mystery to pull a DJ in. By the end of this, you should have an 8-bar or 16-bar intro that feels tight, dark, and functional for mixing, but still musical enough to make people lean in. Let's start with the mindset. In drum and bass, the intro has a job. It has to give DJs room to blend, it has to establish the groove, and it has to build tension without using up the energy too early. That means the intro is not where you show everything. It's where you hint. You tease the break, you tease the bass, you tease the space, and you let the full drop stay hidden for just a little longer. Open a fresh section in Ableton and set up a clean intro workflow. I like to keep this simple and organized. Create tracks for drum break, ghost perk, bass tease, Atmos effects, and then two returns, one for echo and one for reverb. Set the tempo around 172 BPM if you want a nice middle ground for jungle and old school DNB. If your tune is meant to lean a little faster or slower, you can adjust, but 172 is a solid place to start. Also, keep your master gain under control while you're building. Aim for around -6 dB peak headroom. That gives you room to grow later, and it keeps the intro from sounding like it's already at the finish line. Now let's build the foundation, because the break is the anchor here. Load a classic breakbeat into Simpler or onto an audio track. If the break has clear slices, Simpler in slice mode is great. If you want to preserve the flow of the original phrase, classic mode works well too. For a proper jungle feel, don't over-quantize it. Some push and pull is your friend. A break that's too perfect can lose the human feel that gives old-school DNB its swagger. If you need to tighten timing, use warp lightly, but don't crush the life out of it. Then bring in the groove pool. This is one of those details that makes the intro feel alive instead of pasted onto the grid. Try a subtle MPC-style groove, or a swing amount in the 54 to 58% zone. Keep the timing influence moderate, around 20 to 40%, and keep random very low. You want movement, not chaos. On the break group, add drum bus, but keep it gentle. A little drive goes a long way here. You're not trying to destroy the break. You're trying to make it hit with more weight and personality. A touch of transient enhancement can help the snares pop, and a little damping can smooth out any harshness if the loop gets too sharp. Now we get into the signature part of this system, the echo space. Create an echo on return A. This is your concrete echo layer. Think of it like the sound bouncing down a concrete hallway. You want the repeats to feel deliberate and gritty, not washed out and foggy. A good starting point is a dotted 1/8 or a 1/4 note delay time, feedback somewhere in the 25 to 45% range, and a high pass filter on the repeat so the low end stays clean. Keep modulation subtle. You want movement in the tail, but not seasick wobble. On return B, add reverb with a darker character. Short to medium decay works well, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Add a little pre-delay so the original hit stays punchy, then high pass the reverb, and roll off some top end so it doesn't hiss. The important part is this. Don't put echo on everything. Use ends sparingly. A few well-placed snare hits, ghost percussion taps, or atmospheric stabs feeding into the echo will do more for the vibe than drowning the whole intro in effects. And here's a useful teacher tip. Automate the send level, not just the return wet amount. That gives you much better control over when the room opens up. For example, keep the first 4 bars pretty restrained, then let the echo bloom a bit more on phrase endings. That creates architecture. It makes the intro feel designed. Now let's bring in the bass tease. This is not the full drop bass. Not yet. You only want a hint of weight, a ghost of the low end, maybe a short sub pulse or a clipped Reese fragment that tells the listener where the tune is going. If you're using operator, a sine wave is a great starting point. Keep it simple. Add a little saturator later if you want more presence, then use auto filter to keep the top end in check. If you're using wavy-table, choose something basic and solid, like a saw-based or analog-style table, and keep the width under control. The key idea is restraint. Short notes. Parse phrasing. Don't make the bass line carry the whole intro. Let it answer the drums instead. Think call and response. Maybe the snare hits, then the bass answers 1 bar later. Maybe there's one short pulse, then silence. That space is what makes the groove feel dangerous. For the intro bass, Keep the low pass fairly closed at first, maybe somewhere around 100 to 250 Hz in the teaser stage. Add just enough saturation to give it teeth, but don't widen the actual sub too much. Keep the bottom end centered and mono. Now we start arranging the intro like a DJ tool, not just a loop. Think in 4-bar phrases. That's really important here. A strong intro often works best when the first 8 bars are predictable enough for a DJ to mix into, and then the later bars start opening up with more tension. A clean structure could look like this. Bars 1 to 4, filtered break and atmosphere only. Bars 5 to 8, add the bass tees and a little more ghost percussion. Bars 9 to 12, open the break slightly and bring an extra snare detail. Bars 13 to 16, tension peak, maybe to fill, a delay swell, and then a handoff into the drop. That phrase discipline makes the section feel intentional. It also makes it mix-friendly, which matters a lot in DNB. Use auto-filter automation on the break group to slowly open the top end. Start low, maybe around 200 to 500 Hz if you want it murky at the start, then gradually move up toward 2 to 6kHz over the course of the intro. You don't need a massive filter sweep, just enough movement to make the air open up. A really good groove trick is to let one element act as the anchor. Usually that's the break, but it could be a hat pattern or a sub pulse. Everything else can move around that anchor. That gives the intro a center of gravity. Without it, things can start to feel busy without feeling strong. Now let's add ghost percussion and little details that make the groove feel lived in. This is where old school jungle really comes alive. Add quiet rim shots, ticks, offbeat hats, reverse hits, or little percussion fragments tucked just behind the main break. Keep these low in the mix. You want them felt, not shouted. A nice move is to place a ghost hit just before a main snare in bar 4 or bar 8. That little pickup can make the next phrase feel like it's leaning forward. Another good move is to shift one percussion hit slightly late, just a touch. That tiny drag can make the whole intro feel more human and more menacing. If the break feels too static, duplicate it and make a second version. Remove one kick, add a tiny flam, reverse a tail, or change the last two hits before a switch. You don't need constant variation. You just need enough variation that the ear feels motion every 4 bars. Now let's talk about the low end, because this is where a lot of intermediate producers either overdo it or underdo it. In a DNB intro, the low end should suggest power, not spend it. That means the intro should carry enough weight to feel like a proper tune, but it should still leave room for the incoming track if a DJ is blending it. Use HQ 8 to clean up anything that doesn't need sub-content. High pass your atmospheres, your ghost percussion, and anything else that's living in the upper ranges. Keep the sub mostly mono. If the bass tees feels muddy, cut some low mids around 200 to 400 Hz. And if the break gets too sharp or spitty, check the 3 to 6kHz range and tame it a little. Here's a really important point. A clean intro usually hits harder than a crowded one. If the intro is already too full, there's nowhere for the drop to go. The contrast gets flattened. Now for movement. This is where automation does more work than extra layers ever could. Instead of adding more sounds every time the intro feels flat, automate the things you already have. Push the echo feedback a little on phrase endings. Let the reverb send rise briefly on a snare hit. Open the filter over time. Bring the bass tees up slightly as the intro progresses. Add a little extra transient punch in the last 2 bars. These are small changes, but together they make the section breathe. One of the strongest moves in this whole system is to let the final hit of the intro bloom into echo, then quickly pull it back. That creates a concrete-like reflection, almost like the sound is bouncing off hard walls and then snapping back into the tunnel. And don't forget the ending. The transition into the drop matters just as much as the build itself. You can use a snare fill, a reverse cymbal, a delayed break tail, or a bass pickup to hand off into the main session. Another classic move is to strip away the bass for the last beat or two before the drop, then let the full energy slam back in. That little vacuum makes the drop feel bigger. If you're building this specifically for DJs, make sure those first 16 bars are easy to count and easy to beat match. Stable pulse. Clear phrase lengths. No random surprises right at the start. Save the one big surprise for the last 2 bars, where it actually helps the transition. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't make the intro too full too soon. That's the biggest one. Give the first 4 to 8 bars room to breathe. Don't let the echo smear the low end. High pass your returns. Don't quantize the break so hard that it loses its swing. And don't throw in fill after fill in the mix-in zone, because the DJ needs a predictable runway. Also, check the intro in mono, especially the sub and the break group. If the groove falls apart in mono, simplify it. A DJ-friendly intro has to work in the club, not just in the headphones. Here's a few pro-level ideas if you want the intro to hit even harder. Try layering saturation gently in stages instead of using one heavy drive setting. A little saturator before drum busts can create a denser tone without wrecking the attack. Resample a few bars of the break plus echo chain, then chop the best moments. Some of the most authentic jungle movement comes from resampled accidents, not from endless MIDI editing. And if you want the intro to feel darker without turning to mush, use reverb with a high cut around 6 to 8kHz and a low cut around 200hz. That gives you depth without fog. You can also create tension with contrast. A dry snare followed by a wet echo hit is often much more powerful than making everything equally drenched. Dry and reflected sounds playing off each other is a huge part of the concrete echo feel. So here is the final picture.